I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said Sunday Britain will provide more arms to Ukraine to help it protect itself from Russia. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The UK signed a £2.2 billion loan to provide more military aid to Ukraine, backed not by the British taxpayer, but by the profits from frozen Russian assets. And today I'm announcing a new deal, which allows Ukraine to use £1.6 billion of UK export finance to buy more than 5,000 air defence missiles.
Following Sunday's summit with other European leaders, Starmer said the UK, France and others will work with Ukraine on a plan to stop the fighting and then take that plan to the US so they can all, quote, take it forward together, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
With tensions high in the region surrounding the fate of the U.S. brokered ceasefire in Gaza, Israeli police report a stabbing in the northern city of Haifa has left a 70-year-old man dead and four others injured. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli authorities say the assailant was killed. The attack took place in a bus station, Israeli police say. It's not clear exactly who killed the attacker, whose identity is not immediately known. Earlier, emergency rescue service worker Eli Bin told Israeli media that four people were wounded in the stabbing attack and another was critically wounded by gunfire. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has apologised to a freed Israeli hostage for taking so long to secure his release. Netanyahu told Eli Sharabi, who was released last month as part of a ceasefire deal with Hamas, "I'm sorry it took so long. We fought hard to get you out." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The hostage Sharabi, who has spoken of the tough conditions in captivity, is set to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington Tuesday.